Nabi alayhi salam never said shop or two shops or three shops or import or export. This is deception. That's deception. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there's something to this effect. That person who reads five times a day salah, Allah will make his risk easy. Allah ta'ala says, that one who fears Allah, Allah will give him from sources unseen. Allah ta'ala says, that person who depends on Allah, Allah is sufficient for him. Our eyes and gazes are going. Allahu Akbar, like every kafir on this earth. Ulama-i-kiram say, the worst of the creation probably in this world is a khinjir or pig or whatever we say. Allahu Akbar, ulama-i-kiram say, that animal will never look up. You see, a person who doesn't look to Allah, what quality is that? We have been sent to take every businessman. We are not saying business is wrong, don't get me wrong. That businessman who obeys Allah, follows Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does that business with yakin in Allah, obeys the commands of Allah. Allahu Akbar, it is said on the day of Qiyamah, he'll be raised amongst the Anbiya, Shuhada, Salihin. Allahu Akbar, but on the other hand, that businessman who breaks the order of Allah, Allahu Akbar, these are hard words, Allah Ta'ala, brothers, Allahu Akbar, Maulana Ibrahim Devla Sahib says, that man who breaks the order of Allah, with the intention of making this dunya, on the day of Qiyamah, he and the prostitute will be raised on the same line. We have been sent, we have been selected to take every man out of his dream, to take our own hearts out of this deception, that where our gazes are, that where we are looking for success, in what we are hoping, in what we are depending, in what we are putting our children. As Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say something to this effect, that Allahu Akbar, if the animals come out from the jungle, out of the jungle, and come to the town, the worst that can happen is they eat the people of this world up, they eat us up. But what Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, one father with incorrect yakin in his heart will take his children to Jahannam. That teacher with incorrect yakin in his heart will take the school to Jahannam. That shopkeeper with incorrect yakin in his heart will take his customers to Jahannam. That governor with incorrect yakin in his heart will take his whole town or city or nation to Jahannam. We've got a job. We have been selected. We are not South Africans. We are not Indians. We are not blacks. We are the ummatis of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our nisbat is with Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On that is Allah's help. My beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar, who would like to be raised on the day of Qiyamah in any other jamaat but the jamaat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What anybody else besides Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? To be a doctor is not a thing of pride. That doctor who obeys Allah, that medicine will become the means of his jannat. Allahu Akbar, Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say don't work. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said so beautifully, that employee, Allahu Akbar, that employee who obeys the order of Allah, does his employment, obeys the order of Allah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said so beautifully, Allahu Akbar, when he comes home, like the halqa of talim, inshallah, which we'll be having. Imagine at that time, after the halqa of talim, the malaika make an announcement, oh so and so, you've been forgiven. That father who works hard, obeys the commands of Allah, doesn't break the hukam of Allah, doesn't work without trust, Allahu Akbar, isn't dishonest, obeys what his master tells him to do, or his boss tells him to do, or whoever, it is said when he comes home, imagine Allahu Akbar, the malaika also makes an announcement, oh so and so, who is feeding his children with halal, you are forgiven. That ruler who obeys Allah, follows Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, that ruler that obeys, rules justly, obeying the hukam of Allah. My beloved brothers, imagine on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala says on the day of Qiyamah, his dua, this king's dua, or this person, this leader's dua, is accepted like the dua of the person at the time of iftar. We are saying, my beloved brothers, every man, be it lawyer, accountant, doctor, be it alim, hafiz, whoever, my beloved brothers, has to change the object of our life. Have to realize why we've been sent, why we've been selected, why we've been taken out. We only got two functions on this earth. One is to obey Allah, and the other is to make the whole of mankind obey Allah. We've got no other work on this earth. From our shops, hidayat will spread. From our jobs, hidayat will spread. From our occupations, hidayat will spread. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, my beloved brothers, imagine if this ummah only comes onto five times a day salah. On what? 5 times the Deen Salah. Forget everything else. Only comes on to 5 times the Deen Salah. Wallah Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, if 50% of this ummah comes on to 5 times the Deen Salah, he said the zenith of everybody else has started. Then he used to say, if 50 or 60% Muslims start Salah on a daily basis, regular, it is said the uprising of Islam has started. Then Wallah Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, if 70 or 80 or 90% of Muslims come on to Salah, Wallah, country after country will fall into Islam. The elders say, As-Sal in Tabliq, there are 2 points. Iman and Salah, Iman and Salah. Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers, to make our Iman, and this Iman can never be made, other than going by person to person, person to, Ulama Ikram say, that person who gives bayan, he thinks the people are in need. He say, the one who gives infaradi dawat, individual dawat from person to person, he'll feel, I'm in need. Every one of us, this is the function of our life, this is the purpose and objective. Khuda ki qasam, even the deaf and dumb is not ignored. Even the cripple, everyone who can lift a finger, that person by the blinking of his eye can invite towards the greatness of Allah. My beloved brothers, today the talking of the greatness of Allah has become strange, has become difficult, has become heavy. We have to go to everyone, men, woman and child, the woman to the woman, the children to the children, and tell them, Allah does, Allah creates, Allah makes, Allah takes, life from Allah, death from Allah, health from Allah, sickness from Allah. Allahu Akbar. Say Allah is that Allah who saved Ibrahim alayhi salam in the fire and made it a place of peace. Say Allah is that Allah who saved Yunus alayhi salam in the stomach of the fish and kept him alive for 40 days. That is Allah who, my beloved brothers, didn't allow the knife to cut the neck of Ismail alayhi salam. Allah is that Allah who does what means. Allah is that Allah who does without means. Allah is that Allah who does against means. Allah is that Allah. Allahu Akbar. Who is Allah? Ulama Ikram say, till the whole of the world, if Allah decides it will be day, after which there will be no nightfall, is there any power on this earth that can change the decree of Allah? If Allah decides night, after which there will be no day, is there any power on this earth that can change the decree of Allah? My beloved brothers, our children need their dawat. The women need their dawat. The men need their dawat. Our elders say, Hafiz Patel Sahib say, we have to speak Allah, speak Allah, speak Allah. So much that our businesses, we just hear Allah, Allah, Allah. In our homes, we hear Allah, Allah, Allah. In the masjids, we hear Allah, Allah, Allah. Wherever we hear Allah, Allah, Allah. When that environment of Allah will be, my beloved brothers, Khuda ki qasam, it is said, like how in the time of Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Ajmain, a Sahabi said, my donkey can come onto Hidayat, but I won't come. Allah made it that that Sahabi also got hidayat. Everyone will be affected by the greatness of Allah. When the battle of Badr took place, my beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers, Qurbani is not ordinary. Qurbani is not ordinary. When the battle of Badr took place, Allahu Akbar, after Allah Ta'ala made the decision that 313 were victorious over 1,000, that 313 ill-equipped were victorious over 1,000. When Allah made that decision, imagine at that time, there was a non-Muslim king who said that whatever decision on the face of the earth will be made in future will be made on the basis of Iman. My beloved brothers, this is our function. We have been created for this. We have not been created for anything else. There is no other job. We got no other function on this earth. Wallah, everything else is necessity. We have to live like Sahaba. And wallah, my beloved brothers, let us get one thing straight. Allah did not. You see, Allah forgive us all. Like one great pious man said, if a man fears Jahannam as much as he fears poverty, he's already a Jannati. Our biggest fear is to get poor. What is Allah? Beloved brothers, and the poverty has got nothing to. Allahu Akbar. Allah Sulaiman Janji, Allah give him long life. He says so beautifully. Sahaba kharaj karte karte, sakhi ban gaye, maldar ban gaye. Aur hum kamate, 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 kangal ban gaye. Kangal nahi, Allahu Akbar, makruz ban gaye. Makruz nahi, sood mein doobe hue. Aur wo bhi nahi, Allah maaf kare, aaj to aapas ki jhagra, larai fasad mein aa gaya. Sahaba spend, spend, spend. Allah made them rich. We earn, earn, earn. That's why we are paupers. Not only paupers, then we are in debt. Not only in debt, but a'udhu billah min zalik, Allah says, today Allah has declared war on us because of involvement in haram. Allah save everyone. We have to take this whole ummah out of debt. We have been sent for debt. Don't look at these outside buildings and glasses. That's the deception of the world. We have to walk on this earth, every one of us, my beloved brothers. We have to walk with worry and concern. Go from businessman to businessman. go from employee to employee. Allahu Akbar, what one desire in our heart. Like how Janabi Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, hey, mere bhai, Allahu Akbar, oh my brother, kulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Oh my brother, say kalima and become successful. Say kalima and become successful. You see, the whole life of Nabi Alayhi Salaam was only this. Day in, night out. At Abu Jahl's house, Janabi Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ulama Ikram say, went up to 800 times. They kicked him, they beat him, they hit him. But Nabi Alayhi Salaam never left the object of his life. What gham, what pain. Allahu Akbar. My Aisha radiallahu anha says, on one day I heard the beloved Nabi Alayhi Salaam taking my name and making dua for me. She said, how happy I was. When he came home, I expressed my happiness. Allahu Akbar. Probably facially he also noticed it. When I came, he asked me, why are you so happy? She said, why mustn't I be happy when today my husband, more than that, the greatest Nabi of Allah made dua for me. Why should I not be happy? He said, oh Aisha, I make dua for you one time a day. For my ummah, I make at least 50 times every day. Nabi alayhi salam emptied his house for all houses to get full. Nabi sallallahu his night, Allahu Akbar, the whole night crying for his ummah. His legs used to get swelled. From his heart, the sound of a boiling kettle. One pain, one worry. Ulama Ikram say, imagine Allah Pak tells Nabi alayhi salam, are you going to finish yourself just because these people are not believing? Look at the rahm in his heart. Khuda ki qasam, we are not of this ummah if we don't follow that mercy that he has in his heart. Imagine my beloved brothers, Wahshi, radiallahu anhu, who killed Hamza radiallahu anhu. Imagine on that body on which Nabi alayhi salam made 70 janazah namazes. When he went to Medina, he said, today, there's somebody to cry for everyone. There isn't anybody to cry for my uncle. Yet when Wahshi came in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ulama Ikram say, after three consecutive ayats, when he was totally at peace with himself, that inshallah I'll be forgiven by Allah, when he came in front of Nabi alayhi sallam, sahaba wanted to run towards him and finish him and destroy him. He says, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't do anything to him. Then he said, oh Wahshi, sit there and tell me how you killed my uncle. And all he said after that is, Wahshi, go far from me. It mustn't be that when I look at you, I think of my beloved uncle. And that time some baddua comes from my mouth. We have been created for this. That heart that hasn't got the worry of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khuda ki qasam. Allah will put every other worry in that heart. Huh? One brother was telling me, Mawlana Umar sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, Allahu Akbar. Half an hour behind the haram making dua, behind the haram crying. Somebody asked him, Umar sahab, why are you crying? What dua are you making? He said, I'm only making one dua, that Allah Pak keeps my fikr and my worry exclusively only for the fikr of his deen. Today when this fikr is empty, khuda ki qasam, the car worries us, the house worries us, this worries us, that worries us, that worries us. That heart that hasn't got the worry of Nabi alayhi salam. Wallah, Allah fills that heart with every other worry. Allah fills that heart with every other worry. Imagine today the summat. Allahu Akbar. Because of the summat, the whole world is eating. Today this summat is worried about its rozi. What a deception. What an empty climate. When the summat was moving in the world for the sake of hidayat, Allah was pouring rozi at our feet. Huh? Umar radiallahu anhu's time, my respected brothers and elders, gold bars were falling into Masjid al-Nabawi alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar, it is said, Ulama Ikram say, 5,000 years of collected treasury of Persia and Rome. How many years? 5,000 years of collected treasury of Persia and Rome, to the extent that they make a comment and they say, even if Sahaba had to work for 5,000 years, probably they wouldn't have earned so much. Huh? That came in the time of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. And Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu is weeping like a small child. And sitting behind Rosa. السلام عن ابو بكر رضي الله عنه.